Good morning. If you're thinking about going to a church service somewhere, but you're not sure of what kind of a welcome you'll receive, then you should know that there are two basic types of congregations out there. This is not my idea, this is from G.D. Henderson, who said this about 100 years ago, but I think it's still true today. The first type have high standards and expect a lot of their members, and if you do not live up to the expectations, then you will not feel quite so welcome after a while. The second type are willing to lower their standards and demands and expectations because they're afraid of losing you. The first type want quality members. The second type want to appeal to the masses. The one is anxious not to admit new members too hastily. The other not to exclude people too hastily. The first would have the membership of a congregation restricted to those who show some active interest in the cause of the kingdom of God. The second feels that only a small proportion of any society is ever zealous about anything, and it's important that the population as a whole should be kept in some kind of relationship with Christianity. These two views can be found in any congregation and between congregations, and unfortunately, over the years, it has proved difficult to happily combine these two complementary views of the Church. The Church of Jesus Christ, in all its various flavours, should be Christ-like. Jesus the carpenter took rough-hewn, knotted lives and moulded and fashioned them like he did the wood in his workshop. His church is not a home for saints, but a hospital for sinners. Anyone and everyone is welcome. The only entrance qualification is to admit, I am a sinner in need. But by the time he's finished with us, we will be saints in heaven.